Today we take a look at a very old Pontiac wagon. No, we're not talking about a station wagon, but rather an 1800s wagon, the type pioneers used to move west. It's the beginning of a transportation legend, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Come on.
Today's
come
a good on. Day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Pontiac began as a wagon company in 1893. Tim Dye says the Pontiac Oakland Museum has a very rare piece of that history.
We have one of two Pontiac buggies known to exist, so we're very lucky to have that on display.
Tim is the founder and director of the museum, which grew from his private car collection in Oklahoma. Visitors often talk about how this is not an ordinary car museum. You won't find car models in rows here.
We have a lot of displays that kind of put the cars in their time and place. We have a 64 Safari station wagon in a full camping setting. That brings back so many memories to people. To the kids, I joke that that's a 1960s SUV.
Some of the cars are on permanent display. Others rotate through the exhibits, but all are special pieces of history.
We have a 24 Oakland that is an example of the first car in the auto industry with quick drying paint, and it still has its original paint. We have a 31 Oakland, which has the first one-piece cast V8 block in it.
And since GM no longer makes new Pontiacs, this museum has taken on a greater meaning to Tim
for Pontiac.
No, this is it. There is no other place. And when GM announced they were dropping the Pontiac, I jokingly turned to my wife and said, well, I guess it's up to us now, because if they don't care about selling new Pontiacs, they sure don't care about preserving the history.
Not only is it a great little museum, but Tim reminds, the price is right.
People are always surprised to find out that all the museums here in Pontiac are free. We're open 7 days a week except major holidays.
Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.